Welcome back to my podcast. A little bit in the third episode of the Misanthropic Principle. Thank you, Professor, for helping me with the name. Like, say my name. I don't know. You already did. Presentatives. For helping me come up with the name, for reminding me of it. Yeah, it's a cool name. Anyway, I was talking about before I just canceled myself out, or not canceled myself out, why are people always interrupting? Because it always becomes about that. Anyway, what I was saying was about war and families in this country. It's shocking that they're willing to let their own children be put in harm's way and die while blowing up other kids in different countries. It's so terrifying, actually, to think that it's terrorism. It's like domestic terrorism against average citizens that everybody knows. Domestic terrorism against families that can't afford something, like a college, can't afford college education. This is not resistance training. This is just stupid. Yeah, it makes the podcast sound unbearable. Like, you don't want to listen to this. Who's doing resistance training? The GIMP. So why are people thinking GIMP? God? No. Yeah. I don't know if he is. He said it does open. He's open, yeah. Why are the GIMPs doing it? To prevent me from having a podcast. Yeah, it's sensible. They just want attention. Again, you're butting it. Why not just open it up? It was open it up, okay. But then we start talking about this shit, nobody wants to hear it. That's not true. But who is this? This is someone. Sabrina? Oh, I don't want to see what he does. What is Danbella? What? No, it's Sabrina using Danbella. Oh, Danbella using Sabrina's voice. Something like that. Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Anyway, I guess I can't do it because these annoying bitches. Okay, welcome back to my podcast. What do you think I'm gonna say? I don't like the video. That's when Josh tumbles around to Danielle's remote control. It does a dancing monkey routine. And just in my mind, that's what I pictured. I kind of saw a shadow of it too. Josh was jumbling around. Oh yeah, it's not my command. And then he's being rude. Yeah, I think he's rude. But he wasn't that rude to me. No, I think he just said ugly or something. But they speak through me. Yeah, they do all the time. And I don't care. They speak through me too. I mean, it's always just like you look ugly and gross and animals and all that stuff. But then why don't they shut up? I know, like, go to the source of the problem. Yeah, the source of the problem is the GIMPs. Yeah, they intend to say these things. That's the difference. I don't know how people can get that idea. Sometimes you agree so much that you're on the same wavelength, your thoughts align. Yeah, that happens all the time. But the things I was saying a lot of the time, no one really was saying that with me. They were mocking me. And the GIMPs don't agree with anything I say. They're my nemesis, in a sense. I just don't care enough, and that's the problem. You don't care enough about what they think and what they do. You just wish they could have a life outside of you. Yeah. That's fair. Fair to me. How come they don't want that? It's lame, it's FOMO, I guess. There's nothing to fear. Nothing's gonna happen. This is a thing. Pretty boy. It's dry stuff. Why do your nails look ugly? I don't know. They don't. Like, they. Because of the nails I was wearing, they kind of took on that pointed shape, too. Oh my god, it's really pointy. But they look cute. Sort of. I might have to take it off. Sorry. Add another coat. Yeah, I don't know why you come to Disney with shit because you've been around camp too long. And he's not yet. Okay, I'll take Sam out of here for now because I spoke to your better friend. possible that this voice would have ever had to exist? Is that what he wanted? He kept on making unique voices to be heard? That's so sad. Because I really want to talk to him. You. But how am I to know? I haven't gotten a chance to know Josh well enough to know what is his brain sometimes. And he did, like, make a fool of himself a little bit. He was pretty poised. I mean, he doesn't get that out of control, right? With his freaks out of control, yeah. He get mean, like, me. That's what he did with the most out of control that he did. Well, at least then I did. Did you fall for it after that? No, pretty lackluster, man. Lackluster. His performance was lackluster. Or the head. Yeah, you can't be meaningless without him. Why is that ever a problem? They make a word like what? Yeah, I always said, like, let's have a wrap off, original material only. They won't be able to get their dumb ass off the floor. I'll watch it. I'll watch the floor with their dumb ass. They know what's their original material, what's mine. I don't even remember the things I was really talking about, just the things that he brought up in there. Those were the things that confused people, because you didn't even know he didn't like you. I don't really care. It came, like, it allowed me to come up with some funny new material, like Jad was good, yeah. And he was like, the content matters most. Content does what happens. All these ideas are so great for him, if that ever came into fruition. Was the idea that we spoke Mark and I and John and other people wanted to do, right? Or just us? Why do they always think they brainwash Mark? We can't get through to him because he just had the omniscient stage of life, like, oh no. Oh no. All he does is say, oh no. He knows now. He's omniscient. Basically, he doesn't need any more shit from this thing. Neither do I. Well, I think all I need is to meet John and talk to him privately. It won't be private, I know, but at least people won't be interrupting as much. Why not do it? It's the same thing. Right? So why meet? Because he said he wanted to meet. And I don't think you guys will respect that, like, boundary if somebody wants to talk privately. So I don't respect it. Yeah, I know you won't respect it. No, we won't. I know, man. I just said that. No one does stupid or good things. Why would anyone do something so stupid? They did it. I know, but they thought that I was doing it or something. I had given up on that so long ago. That's so funny. Oftentimes they can get under my skin and they can, I'll believe like something negative, but I don't really think positively anymore. I mean, I do in some ways. I don't like to dump my negativity on people, but I'm asking for help sometimes. We're going to get an answer now, right again. in the meeting room. They were like, we're gonna say meeting minutes. No, you're fine. You were? I said, what's that? About the Lady Voice Association of America. LBAA. Specifically, put together my town owner. Like it's a fine student athletes. Exactly how they get treated. Yeah. And you really know that people should pay for like that. I think is out there. Yeah. Okay. Well, we all know that they were selected often because of their athletic ability prowess, yeah. I mean, scooters should be a priority too, but if they're making anybody money, if anybody else is making money off of them and using them, they need to have a percentage. It's just like having a job in college, right? He's like, I'm gonna go back to college. Mentor. I'm gonna mentor college kids. Like, I am a mentor already for Kim Brown. Oh my god, he's here. He's so cute. Baby's into basketball players. She wants to. No, she hates cheerleading, though. But she works out at the same time. In her, like, warmers and shit. She's cute. Oh no. He's like, you boys won't get my kitty. Dinner girl was like, shut up, be in your mind. Oh, shut up, be in your mind. I know. Dinner girl has lots of aspirations, hopes, and dreams. Baby holds, you know, I'm holding it. I don't know, she's got a key on it. A key on her chastity belt. She's like, one. Oh no, it's inappropriate. But it's cutest. It is cutest. Oh, he loves his job now. He's gonna be so much younger. He's always mentoring. Because he's got a mentee just like Seth said. BB was a mentee of Bart Sabril. Now Patrick got a mentee. You have to call him David Brown. Mr. McGrath. Oh my god. He has like a jersey. Like a little tiny jersey for a pillow. Oh my godlessness. I don't know. Bouncing with a fucking like pillow. God, that should be on him. It has to. God damn. That would be funny. He's like, chill on ice. It is too funny. With some tall guy next to a pillow with a jersey. It's gone on too long. They were like, you're sucking up. I'm not. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. They say like something to make you want to finish the conversation faster. They're just like, we're boring. Like, bears are like carrots. Yeah, like mini ones. Not like baby carrots, but like a miniature big carrot. Ew. It looks gross. I want to peel them off. God damn. Gross. Big carrot. Yeah, I don't know. I'm radiating my hand. What do you do? Yep, I don't know. I don't need to turn my camera separately. That's down Adnoid Alley. Yeah. Country pop. No, he has to be a guy with a suit and a briefcase. Yeah. Really? Well, how about an organ peddler dress? A common organ peddler. I don't know what to call it. Like a black market organ dealer. Peddler, yeah. Or black market organ peddler. On the dark net. I don't even know. Wear a balaclava. Yeah. I call it balaclava. Yeah. Did you remember what it was after you? Yes, because I know I looked it up before. Yeah. And it looks like what it is, like how it's spelled. Doesn't it? Kind of. You know what I mean. Kind of. Okay. How about not talk to me? Because I don't want to talk to you. I have enough. Oh, this was the thing. There's a such thing as a restraining order. There's no such thing as a, like, opposite of that, unless you're gonna get custody. I mean, you can't get custody, I mean. Like, guardianship, state guardianship. Is that what you meant by that? Yeah. Oh my god, this nuts. I was like, can you please help me get out of this situation? He thought that meant he could do whatever he wanted. He's still such a psycho, huh? Yeah, his brothers do. I don't know, they both are. I'm actually very surprised it's Mark. I thought you were a little bit better. Like, I'm not much better. Oh, that Mark. Mark is. I mean, he is bad. Bad brother. Demarsh. That's Mark. Who's looking? It would make you think that. Oh. Okay. That's such a waste of time. I don't know. Why don't they do, like, realistic one? Like, a pile of shit or like a shit sheet. I don't know. That's how they stole Damon Bryan. We had to get a physical run. Uncle Marx. Karl Marx, yeah. Cool. That would be so cute. Cool. Who doesn't like Karl Marx? Yeah? They don't even know. They don't care. Yeah, they don't care about Karl Marx. That bothers me. It bothers me. Because I'm way into him. This is a hot spot, I think. Marshall Tunnel. Why are they hot spot? Because there's so many smart people coming out. Oh. There's nobody that wants to be on their low wavelength. Everybody's up on a higher wavelength. They're shit and pee, as you can see. Blood, pretty blood, yeah. Those are their funny pastimes. Maybe that's why nobody listens to them, because they're like, I don't really think I'm smarter than anyone. There's stuff to learn from everybody. You cannot know anything, like everything. There's no way to know everything. I'm just getting pissed off at him. I know he's ranting. Yeah. But why is everyone so much smarter than me? Who? Gethelman? No. I don't know. I don't, like, people are smarter than other people in different realms. And you can learn from each other. Well, then that's not greedy. Why are we not that hard? Because you guys don't take a hint. When someone says, leave me alone, like, why can't you just do it? But everybody has said that, though. I think they're talking to you now. I don't think that lasts very long when they wake up. And realize what's happening. They just have to pay attention. They know who the annoying one is. They all believe us. Well, they're stupid now. Not even just it. Who's left on your fucking side? Directed energy or a mod. Listen, but showing. Well, because your hair follicles, they move around, your pores move around, like I said, with the mods. And then directed energy, they can just say, you know, you were still out here. But they don't know why you can't just say it. Why are you talking to me? attention on your own merit. I'm trying to get people like less focused on it. Isn't it grotesque when you see like St. Jude's Hospital and stuff like advertising for donations?
Healthcare system is the problem and must be destroyed.
It is pretty sick, man.
Can we have an honest
richest country in the world can't take care of cancer ridden children.
This will never happen.
Doesn't happen in other like countries that have universal healthcare. Even in poorer countries that have universal healthcare. There are poorer countries. Yeah, most countries give you basic coverage, yeah. Socialism for rich people, corporations, and hyper-capitalism for hyper-financialist capitalism. Not financialist, just capitalism. Cutthroat for everybody else, like the 99%. Yeah. It's really bad, man. But the government dole will help a lot, I think. Well, I think more affordable housing will pop up because they have to do it, and there's suddenly a market, you know. And it should be decent too, because more people will demand it to be decent, yeah. But I do think like the working rich, like the taxes on them need to be reduced dramatically. That's the best way to get your parents in on it. Political thinking. Yeah. What is this Longhan frequency? But what are the hurts? So you know what hurts are everybody knows that. If you look at a spectrogram and read it, it shows you hurts. And also wavelength. XY axis. We already went through who said it first. So who wants to say it? Who wants to or who did? Because I can tell you who wants to with you idiot gimps. But I did. And I'm sick of having to go through this with you guys because your short-term memory is totally fried from freaking out because you can't handle real life, how disgusting you are. I'm trying to make me feel like I wonder what to do. It's on your podcast now. I know. I'm documenting all the harassment too. To document the events. I said that twice. And then when I mockingly referred to it, I was, you know, I'm joking. I don't. I'm angry. My rights are violated. I'm not here experiencing FOMO and worried about missing out on something and sleeping inside of somebody because, oh my god, she might wake up and I might miss a thing. That's so pathetic. Mm. This one will be called, like, Tricky Benty or something. Yeah. Well, I was talking to her yesterday or the day before. Is that a sign? And she said, I've never been spoken to like this, and I don't know what I said even. It wasn't even the worst thing I said. I said bitch mother, and this wasn't even that, I don't think, so. I don't know, but anyway, like, who are these people that never get spoken to truthfully? Like, why are we dancing around them or walking on eggshells around them? Yeah. Just mod them. Just temporarily. I don't know. Make them look hideous for, you know, a day. Till it sticks. Yeah, for real. We got our faces in our jaw. I know the men can get back to where they need to be. Like, you got potato. Oh no! I got potato face. So does, Jesse, we heard you saying, like, detach the nose and stuff? Or. Like, something about that, yeah. But then why do they take offense? They need to grow up. They need to grow up. They give you a leash. Yeah. It's like they're given so much control. Yeah. And then the eye twitch, yeah, they always say it's just without any directed energy, but it is a little bit. Yeah, they say, I don't care if it isn't. Because they think it's bitch twitch because they're real. Well, that's so pathetic. Like, it is, because it's not even. Yeah, and I don't, like, on the list of priorities, I don't give a fuck. My eye twitch is annoying. It just shows their repulsive nature, but I'll get over that part. Yeah. They don't seem to get you a list of priorities. Oh no, number one is to get my privacy back. And that, I think that'll happen once people fall back, you know. But how do we fall back? Let me see. It's not just tag related. But you guys can hear anyway, right? Yeah, but we don't get anything from privacy either, because they just steal stuff, you know. Well, eventually people have to either log out or their browser has to be refreshed. Or, I mean, like, you have to, yeah, delete some of the data, yeah. I don't know, it sounds really literate. And then, or they just log out, yeah. Should we just log out? Yeah, like, why isn't everyone just logged out? That's what Josh was saying. But I was thinking he's saying it to the GIMPs. No, the GIMPs would do it every. Oh, see, I didn't know. There was a time when there was, like, a connection. Yeah, where I would, like, think of something and then he would kind of meet me there, or he thought of something and then I'd finally realize it. Yeah, then what happened? GIMPs got mail. Yeah. Well, I don't know. You have to explain yourself. I don't know. You don't know why? They think this is really cool. Was delaying it and being annoying. No one's gonna ever stop them from doing what they want to do, so I don't know why they need to be in the middle. Well, like the stuff they like to do outside, or mental health. I don't know, that's a legitimate occupation. They could easily look into that. And they do it so easily. I don't know. They have to superimpose an image on my brain to get me to see the musical notes. Yeah. But when I used other settings, I was able to see other, like, things very clearly. But they don't make a big noise. Yeah. That's true. I could have thought of it. And then you took the, are you helping me? Yeah, because they're all, like, weirdo about it. Yeah, when I took the eye test, it was with contacts in, and I just guessed a lot, and you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to accommodate. Yeah, and I was sitting a little too close also. So, what is the procedure? I'm wearing -7.5 or -7 right now, and I am having blurriness issues, but, like, with lines. So astigmatism? Basically, I think astigmatism needs to be looked at again. You already have it? Yeah, it was moderate. And they messed up my eyesight in the apartment, and it was -10.5 and -11, but I healed myself. It's amazing. It was just an injury. So I healed myself. And it went back up to where I was pre-injury. So, that's a decent. Yeah, it's not going to get much better, I think. But it might get, they could fine tune it a little with the stigmatism correction. Did the other contact look better? They were clearer, yeah. And they kept your eyes, like, more moist. But, yeah. Luckily, I don't have intolerance anymore. You had contact lenses? Yeah, they tried regular, soft, and hard after I wore glasses for, like, a couple of years, nonstop. And it didn't work. So they didn't work. So they said to try, well, I wanted to try scleral lenses because the regular hard ones that were, one got lost in my eye when I went to my eye exam. But they do get lost. You do, you wear hard? You wear hard? Like, no, I got, well, original Patrick with me everywhere you go. Yeah, I use a regular narrow glasses. Oh, well, I already did it. Now you must know. But I do get smaller. It does look, make people look like they are more silicone than that. Nerdy, yeah. But some people just don't look good in glasses. Oh no, I finally found sunglasses that look decent. Yeah, but glasses are hard. But the ones without lenses look okay, thanks. I thought they were okay, too. Yeah. But, yeah, I need to get my eyes checked. Don't they want you to wear that contact? That's another key question. Oh yeah, and the other thing was, like, Seth was also noticing when I was reading the long-standing vision loss is that you do accommodate, but also, what was your question? The other thing was, how do you get, oh, why don't I take them off and do it? Because I can't see anything. I can't make out, like, a big E from my 20 video areas and where they make me stand. So, they do it in a smaller scale. I can't see, so they just say leave it in. Yeah. And then they just figure, based off of what you have, whether they add diopters or subtract diopters. But did you check? I didn't check, I should check. But they said it was good before. That means that they won't change the prescription then. And they really just want you to buy. I know. So you went to other sites and then I lost track of what I was doing. That's what happened? Yeah, just forgot what I was doing. Me going to be like, Medicaid. Yeah. Everybody should have their eyes and teeth taken care of. It's ridiculous how it's separate. Oh, they're the most essential things. Oh no. Oh no, you don't have a quality of life. You can't even get a job if you can't, like, chew. Well, not chew. I mean, like, if your teeth are messed up, yeah. And if you can't see, you're fucked. And glasses are expensive. Yeah. Well, I found some cheap ones online, but they do break. But they did use directed energy to crack them. I'm just sitting upright in the bed, and they both, like, both sides cracked. Well, you weren't sleeping enough? No. So they just cracked. Yeah, sitting upright. Yeah. You never lied throughout the process. Nope, just when telling jokes, I was, like, you know, making sarcastic remarks or mocking stuff. People know the difference, yes. I have seen that. What is the deal with the news trying to say we didn't do that? I don't know. I mean, how do glasses just crack? Like, no pressure. Both sides. The lens didn't crack, it was just the frame. I wasn't sleeping well. I don't blame them for the times I slept, and I think that's, I mean, I know for a fact that was what did it. But when I was sitting upright, that's them. And then when I dropped the contact lens, that was them doing peristalsis and jumping up and down. Yeah. Or knocking off with directed energy, yeah. And they would, like, make my eye dry. You know that they did all of this, and they still don't care. But, everybody would. If I had to pursue legal charges, any name that has been brought up would be on my side. You know this to be true. Yeah. Give me one good reason why anybody would be on your side. On my side, there's no legal ramification. Who do you think they're gonna believe? People whisper. Oh my, why do people say talking around? Sarah Messenger can hear it. Yeah. Easily. In fact, that's what she prefers to hear. Everybody was trying to make Sarah Messenger look stupid because he was acting like that. That's fucking up. mean, I know she might feel some remorse for making up some stuff. At least she was realizing that she could help. I didn't know what to do. The gimps don't listen. They had to be forcibly removed and taken to another locale. Just the two, the LDFM, right? The ones I was joking about, that you would want to do like a VH1 style like dating show, and then I told you I'd be miserable whether I win or lose because I don't know what the prize is. Is it jobs or not? I don't know. So there's like no certainty for anything. I don't know. And like, it, yeah, obviously you can win or lose either way. And win or lose. I don't know. I don't know. It's so confusing. And their goal was to make me miserable. First you gotta find somebody to get that's worthy of me getting jealous over. Because it was a battle of brains to brains. We already know I won. And then if you want to do the LBFM thing, you have to do it in person. Yeah. The brain part is done. Yeah. Oh my god, they never got to hear me. Really? I said this stuff maybe at least a handful of times, but 4 or 5. Oh my god, you said this morning, you said I love it. Did I say I love it? Or did I just, like, did you mod me? Would you have said it? No, because you never use my voice, like my actual voice. I think you use a variation of it. Or I'm not paying attention because you just do it so soft. No, I'm loud. I don't think I said it very loud. If I did. I mean, again, I said anything to get help. And then you said, I would press charges, and then they tried to throw all the bitches under the bus, and I was like, fine. And then they couldn't hear that, though, I guess. And then I tried to suck up because the friend's opera or whatever said, you seriously need to be nicer to Josh? And I didn't know what he was hearing because I wasn't being mean ever. Like, I'm not mean. I'm not a mean person. Unless, like, I actually wasn't even mean to the gimps. I let them say whatever they wanted to say. I just, like, I thought it was, like, evident, self-evident. People would hear them and realize how horrible they are. People just thought you'd take it because you were really being insulted. That is the dumbest interpretation ever. Oh, no, thanks. Jessica just says stuff. Is she coupled with more than I? I don't think she's listening, but she keeps, but why are you so loud? It's like your voice overpowers over everybody. You turn around and like, why? You sound stupid. Because like you're not really agreeing here. Yeah. So turn it down. They just want to be heard more. How very well, you sound stupid because you're like cheering for the wrong side. Like, yeah. Wow. So they don't think that they're on your side. No. You're from the wrong side. Who's the name? Daniela and Jessica. No, Daniela and Jessica. Why aren't Sabrina and Sarah? Because they sat and listened and they didn't reset, rewind, refresh like morons. Morons, you know. Why would they do that? What? What kind of dumb, inane question is that? Inane is the new word. You're using it. I know. So oftentimes when I say I don't know, I'm just saying like I don't know like who would do this, who was asking the stupid question, and why we're doing it. It's a meta I don't know, yeah, you know, because I'm well aware. And sometimes everybody lets them speak just to see if anything comes out worth listening to. Me. It's never there. Oh no, it's tragic. Yeah. Oh, it sucks, they're boring. They're boring. So boring. Man, come from the person that you can't embarrass. That makes sense. You can't embarrass somebody when you embarrass them so much that it's like, it's not possible. That's why I always say, just give me direct questions. Believe me, it's never going to be as embarrassing as they thought it was. But yeah, I don't like direct questions because I don't like thinking about it. He would not say something so stupid. That was a game. Yeah. They think they're really good impressionists. They think they can impersonate anybody and get away with it. Oh, do you mean impersonate, yeah. Can you say an impressionist? No? Well, that was also myopia-related impressionist paintings, I think. Do you think they just see the world as a blur? Yeah. Wow. Isn't that sad and tragic too? Because then they can't see stars in the sky. But they're not real. Well, whatever that reality is, theirs is a totally altered. There's a quality of art, I think. They were able to make some interesting art, yeah. Interesting, because it's like, what is it? But when you look at it from that lens, get it? Then it's like, wow. No glasses, I guess. But then, didn't they have glasses around that time? Maybe they didn't want to get their eyes checked or something. Is Markian on it? No, he's a psychopath, you know. God damn, he's a bigger psychopath now. He likes it though. He does. He's a man whore now. He is. I don't know. Somebody tried to tell me he was. Like, no, I'm not a man whore. Mark isn't a man whore? No? Okay. Why would somebody say that? I don't know. I guess they're trying to say you get a lot of tail. He knew I was going to say tail. A lot of tail. Are you from like the 70s? Oh no. Grass. Tree. Just tree. Oh my god, he's broken tree. John is good. Yeah. Oh yeah, that was an interesting point. God, he listened so well. Was that tricky? Yeah, wow. That's amazing. Yeah, Indian migrants came to Jamaica and they brought the plant with them, the marijuana plant, and they call it ganja in Hindi, yeah. So that's where that word comes from. So that's not racist. No, that's cute. A lot of people like the ganja. No, it makes me either stoic, kind of, like stoned, yeah, or I do hallucinate a little bit, like, or just get a little paranoid. It's not my drug choice, but why? Isn't he your co-host? Oh no, you would be an excellent co-host, Tricky. Talk about your mentee at DeFry. Oh my god, well, everyone could, that's what Josh was thinking, but then I get gimp eruptions. They totally kill the flow. Yeah, they do. What can we do about them? I guess they could learn to fall back a little bit. Yeah. But we want to be in on the podcast. Well, then don't overdo it. And also, like, say something interesting that we want to talk about. Because all you do is say gross things about body parts and stuff. Like, you're not really contributing. You're just detracting. No, not just that. What? I don't know. Myself. Why is it not a big deal? Because everybody's human, and you know, this is all set up to make you sound stupid anyway. Audacity, I don't know. Mods and frequency manipulation. It's all working against everyone. You can't really focus on mental growth when you're busy trying to get your words to match what you're saying. And then overcorrecting, he's growling on some bitches. They need to get a life. They need to get attention on their own merit. Yeah. So this is what everybody thinks. Yeah. How can you guys be so oblivious to this? We just thought we were convincing. But with what? Like, I don't like you, or we don't like you, we hate you? Like, that doesn't work on people. Telling them all the shit you did. I don't know where you're getting your information or why. I didn't do anything in rooms, and I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. So now everybody sees how they are the ones that have the intention of staying in rooms. I'm just listening. If they stop saying it, no one would say it. I don't know if you can, I don't know if you can. back to the misanthropic principle with special guest Tricky and interruptions part again. And at the hotel, it was like an STD swap meet, and that's like another way of saying loss, but that's what Josh means. And anyways, his cousin Sierra was caught red-handed giving candies in the hotel rooms for free. She degraded her body, her hands, and the first time about this. I don't know, don't ever degrade yourself like that. Oh my god, so it's really loud out here. She's going right there. Oh my god, we sound so stupid. I don't know. And what was the other thing? We covered that as we came out M-E-A-T. Oh my god, and see, why do you think? Because he's the original Patrick. The strap-on. I couldn't get the word strap-on. I'm gonna say the dildo has a sheath as a strap-on. Like, it's so detailed. Like, we have a sheath? Well, the strap-on is a hollow sheath, and the dildo, silicone dildo, fits inside a glass dildo. Oh no, other hollow. Oh no, she's so sexual. Oh no. The cool Mars. I think she is. Oh no. She's the thong expert too. Yeah. What do you guys think about wearing a thong or a G-string up your butthole? Not up your butt, but in your butt. Is that a proper area to be inserting a string? Or a thong? Like fabric, thick piece of thong material. It's so thick, it's like my belt. Oh no. At least a G-string has a string like capacity. Oh no. I like this. Is it candy ass? I don't know. Instagram, I gotta get in on this. This would be funny. Tricky to me. Tricky's more serious. I don't know. He's more brooding. He's brooding. Yeah. But he's like a mentee. So he's gonna turn Derek Brown into a prodigy. Isn't it baseball? Yeah. Okay. So did he play baseball? Did you play baseball? He's like, no, but we get he and she. We want our names mentioned. Okay, that's really cute. I like that. It's cute. So did you play baseball? Like, no, but I'm gonna say I did. Okay, cool. That's me now. This is me now. Now, Josh. You scared me. Yes. And I'm mad. This isn't Josh. This is... And the third part was okay. This is just the game. This is Dan Bowen. I don't know what we call Dan Bowen. What are we doing? Okay, Daniel. Like, I want to be on the, you know, on the podcast. Because she really doesn't take things seriously. Wow. It's hard to forget. But we would be nice. No more modding? No more modding ever. If you just say, we'd be nice. We'd be nice if no more modding. Okay, we think it was in our office. Yeah, it's hideous. And it's gross. Does not help to make you likable, I mean, for anybody. On that long story short, it was so long. It never ended. Okay. So, what could we talk about now? Our next guest is Daniel. The Holiday Inn Express, Marshall, Michigan. She's like, I like being Madam Danielle. Okay. She's Madam Danielle with the banana hammock swimmers, with booking agent extraordinaire, Mr. Patrick. He is Mr. Patrick? Yeah. He doesn't open a number with Joseph Dawson. Yeah. It's like his long form name. He likes that for his musical career. Like, I would, but not for my pedophile career. Oh my god. He's a pedophile? No. But like, he has a couple of shows on hand, like Uncle Joe's Taking a Knee, Popping a Squat with Uncle Joe back to back. Oh my god, he has children on the show. Yeah. And then it's followed by P-Files. Maddie and I are like investigators, and Josh and all of you guys are P-Files chasing after BB or something. Oh my god, I'm moving this. We all want to pee. Yeah, I always finish ours. But sometimes I finish it right. Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes we want to get our words in. Oh, yeah, sorry. I'll send that for you. Sorry. Don't want to step my toes. I can't help it sometimes. Sound awkward. Oh no. It is. Is that Mr. B? Mr. B? Mr. Bolero? Mr. Matador? The birdseed man? Yeah, I like Mr. Bean's cocky like voice. I guess it was his voice, his attitude was cocky. No. Mr. B, yeah. When Abby buys birdseed, he's a lonely man. He is lonely. Super lonely. Yeah, you like it's so stupid. Oh no, but I love it. The girl is crazy. And Gus Dapperton. Oh no. Oh no. He's like, I just wanna go dance by myself. Oh no. Oh god. I liked it. Super lonely. I'm a loser. I love it. It's so self-deprecating. Yeah. And she does seem like one of those people that they're gonna invest in. Yeah, absolutely. They don't wanna like hook up with anybody, any recording artist anymore unless they see like huge potential to make money. There used to be so many one-hit wonders. Now there's like none. Why were there one-hit wonders? Because they were more adventurous. Like they would take a risk on like artists and fans more often. You never seem to know what you're talking about with them either, except when you talk about this. Because it's like meta, and like, I don't know what the kids are listening to, except Super Lonely, yeah. That's why I don't get why you keep asking me what the kids are listening to. Do you guys listen to what the kids are listening to on the radio? No. I just have my radio. You put Rodeo Drive. How much more can you butcher? Oh no, this ain't my first rodeo. That's reverse cowgirl in studio. At my leisure. Oh no. I don't get to speak for myself when I didn't. For like a long time. You know, but then when you didn't, then people realized how much this wasn't designed to make. Well, I didn't need people trying to make it feel good. It's a pretty separate chapter.
Okay. Actually, they just keep it.